Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth, Secondary Education, Technical and Vocational Schools. Class C, 2 periods. End of year examinations. May 2026. Part 1, Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a man talking about youth unemployment. Decide whether the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
A new report says the number of young people without a job is still very high in many countries. There are currently 73 million people around the world aged 15 to 24 who want to work but cannot find a job. The International Labour Organization, ILO, said that although youth unemployment is coming down in rich countries, it is rising in most of Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, and Brazil. The youth unemployment rate in China increased from 9.3% in 2016 to 10.6% last year. Economists say it will be 11.1% in 2026. In Brazil, the figure for youth unemployment was 14% at the beginning of this year, but is now almost 16%. The ILO warns that youth unemployment worldwide is set to rise. The ILO said it is difficult for many young people who are looking for work. It said, "It's still not easy to be young and starting out in today's labour market. It is particularly bad for many young women. The highest rate of youth unemployment around the world is for women in the Middle East and North Africa. This figure is around 45%. There are many reasons for the gloomy figures for youth unemployment. One major factor is the global financial collapse of 2008. Many countries have still not recovered from that. The ILO says youth unemployment is not just important for a country's economy, it also affects health, social problems, and levels of people's happiness.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
A new report says the number of young people without a job is still very high in many countries. There are currently 73 million people around the world aged 15 to 24 who want to work but cannot find a job. The International Labour Organization, ILO, said that although youth unemployment is coming down in rich countries, it is rising in most of Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, and Brazil. The youth unemployment rate in China increased from 9.3% in 2016 to 10.6% last year. Economists say it will be 11.1% in 2026. In Brazil, the figure for youth unemployment was 14% at the beginning of this year, but is now almost 16%. The ILO warns that youth unemployment worldwide is set to rise. The ILO said it is difficult for many young people who are looking for work. It said, "It's still not easy to be young and starting out in today's labour market. It is particularly bad for many young women. The highest rate of youth unemployment around the world is for women in the Middle East and North Africa. This figure is around 45%. There are many reasons for the gloomy figures for youth unemployment. One major factor is the global financial collapse of 2008. Many countries have still not recovered from that. The ILO says youth unemployment is not just important for a country's economy, it also affects health, social problems, and levels of people's happiness.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear Mr. Henderson checking in at a hotel. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to the Strands Hotel. I hope you had a pleasant journey.
Thank you. It was fine. Just a bit tiring.
Do you have a reservation?
Yes, I have a single room booked for tonight and tomorrow night. The name's Henderson.
Henderson. Henderson. Oh, yes, here you are. You are in room 344. That's on the beach side, so you should have a nice sea view.
Oh, that's nice. I have a lot of work to do, but I'll have time to enjoy the view, I'm sure.
Here is your key card. You know how to use it, don't you?
Oh, yes. Do I have to give it back to you on Tuesday morning?
No, that's not necessary. It will only work until Tuesday noon, which is our checking out time anyway. You can keep it after that. You can see it's got a handy little calendar on the other side, so you might find that useful.
Hey, I've never seen that before. That's a neat little idea.
Now, I just need to run through some of our regulations with you. You may also find them on the back of your door in your room, but we need to tell our guests some of the most important information.
Okay, no problem.
Now, I've already told you about the key card. Let's see. The fire exit is at the north end of the corridor, so that is to the right as you come out of your room. 344. Follow the green signs on the corridor walls. The restaurant you can see behind you. That's open from 7 in the morning until midnight.
How do I get an external line from my room?
Oh, good question. You'll find all the information you need on a plastic card next to the phone. Just dial 1 to speak to the hotel switchboard, or 1 followed by a room number to ring another room directly. If you ring 9 and wait for a dial tone, that puts you onto an external line.
Okay, is there anything else?
As I said before, checkout time is midday. If you have any complaints, please come directly to me, Jennifer, or to my husband, Gary. We hope you have a great stay here at the Strands.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to the Strands Hotel. I hope you had a pleasant journey.
Thank you. It was fine. Just a bit tiring.
Do you have a reservation?
Yes, I have a single room booked for tonight and tomorrow night. The name's Henderson.
Henderson. Henderson. Oh, yes, here you are. You are in room 344. That's on the beach side, so you should have a nice sea view.
Oh, that's nice. I have a lot of work to do, but I'll have time to enjoy the view, I'm sure.
Here is your key card. You know how to use it, don't you?
Oh, yes. Do I have to give it back to you on Tuesday morning?
No, that's not necessary. It will only work until Tuesday noon, which is our checking out time anyway. You can keep it after that. You can see it's got a handy little calendar on the other side, so you might find that useful.
Hey, I've never seen that before. That's a neat little idea.
Now, I just need to run through some of our regulations with you. You may also find them on the back of your door in your room, but we need to tell our guests some of the most important information.
Okay, no problem.
Now, I've already told you about the key card. Let's see. The fire exit is at the north end of the corridor, so that is to the right as you come out of your room. 344. Follow the green signs on the corridor walls. The restaurant you can see behind you. That's open from 7 in the morning until midnight.
How do I get an external line from my room?
Oh, good question. You'll find all the information you need on a plastic card next to the phone. Just dial 1 to speak to the hotel switchboard, or 1 followed by a room number to ring another room directly. If you ring 9 and wait for a dial tone, that puts you onto an external line.
Okay, is there anything else?
As I said before, checkout time is midday. If you have any complaints, please come directly to me, Jennifer, or to my husband, Gary. We hope you have a great stay here at the Strands.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear a broadcast about the new Netflix film, The Dinosaurs. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
A new series has scored 100% on the review site Rotten Tomatoes and is at number one on Netflix. The miniseries is a 4-episode Netflix documentary. It is called The Dinosaurs. It has powerful figures from Hollywood behind it. Superstar actor Morgan Freeman narrated it. Legendary director Steven Spielberg is the executive producer. He also directed the blockbuster movie Jurassic Park. Mr. Spielberg used 50 experts on prehistory to help make the show. They recreated what life on Earth looked like between 235 million and 66 million years ago. The 4 episodes document how the earliest dinosaurs developed, survived for millions of years, and became extinct. The producers used CGI to create the landscapes and dinosaurs. CGI designers recreated the ancient supercontinent of Pangaea. This was a single landmass that slowly broke apart over tens of millions of years to form the continents of today. The designers also made volcanic eruptions, sandstorms, floods, million-year-old forests, and, of course, the dinosaurs. The series starts with the birth of tiny dinosaurs. It ends with the enormous T-Rex and Triceratops, which Freeman says are the most iconic dinosaurs of all time. It also shows us the asteroid impact event that killed off the dinosaurs. The Guardian newspaper reviewed the series. It said, "The geology and meteorology are powerfully rendered."
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
A new series has scored 100% on the review site Rotten Tomatoes and is at number one on Netflix. The miniseries is a 4-episode Netflix documentary. It is called The Dinosaurs. It has powerful figures from Hollywood behind it. Superstar actor Morgan Freeman narrated it. Legendary director Steven Spielberg is the executive producer. He also directed the blockbuster movie Jurassic Park. Mr. Spielberg used 50 experts on prehistory to help make the show. They recreated what life on Earth looked like between 235 million and 66 million years ago. The four episodes document how the earliest dinosaurs developed, survived for millions of years, and became extinct. The producers used CGI to create the landscapes and dinosaurs. CGI designers recreated the ancient supercontinent of Pangaea. This was a single landmass that slowly broke apart over tens of millions of years to form the continents of today. The designers also made volcanic eruptions, sandstorms, floods, million-year-old forests, and, of course, the dinosaurs. The series starts with the birth of tiny dinosaurs. It ends with the enormous T-Rex and Triceratops, which Freeman says are the most iconic dinosaurs of all time. It also shows us the asteroid impact event that killed off the dinosaurs. The Guardian newspaper reviewed the series. It said, "The geology and meteorology are powerfully rendered."
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please put your pens down.